Vayter in Shas. We are in Bav Metzia, Daf Lamed. Picking up at the very top of the page, the next part of the Mishnah is like the Heilige, Heilige, Heilige Gemara. We send the Mishnah to Shokhul Tzarkov, Alul Lechvoda. That is, if you have a garment that you find, go ahead and every so often you have to make sure you spread it out for itself, it doesn't get ruined, but you now do it for your own honor. You buy a Lufrek the Gemara, Lutzarko, Lutzarko, Mai, what's going to be the end of you doing it for Lutzarko, for it? I'm sorry, for you, for your honor, and for it. In other words, you can get a double whammy over here. What's going to be the den? Says Gemara Tashma, let's try to figure this out. Shokhul Tzarkov. Do it for itself. Lutzarko, and that means for it, and not for you. Ha, Lutzarko, Ulutzarko, lo. That implies for. Let's arco for you and for it. Then no, am a safer. What about the safer? The mashmal. So there's the opposite. Of a lo lechvoda, not for your honor. Lechvoda udalo. Let's arco. But if it's a double whammy, shabbat them, it's okay. Ella mehalek lemashmal day. We can't learn it from there. Toshima, let's try again. Where? Lo shcheder lo gabi mito. Do not go ahead and spread it on the bed. Velo gabi mogud and not a mogud. Rashi's mogud is kavila balaz. Kavila is a yaseid on a peg. Litzarko, aval yustechenu, that is for, if it's for your own needs. Aval yustechenu, al gabi mit, al gabi mugud, litzarko, you can do it for its own needs. Islam lorchem, you have guessed that come, lo yustechenu, lo gabi mit, lo gabi mugud, bein litzarko, bein zarko. But you can't do either of those, whether it's for it or for you, which means to say, if it's a double whammy, you can't do it. Says Gemara, shiny awesome. No, that's not a right over there, it's different. Why is it different? B'shticha zu, Rashi says, who sarfa omai yisrefa, you're going to come to burn it. Rashi says, the mikla kalila, you're going to burn it. Imishum eina, I because of eina, what does that mean? Rashi says, shetishl ba'inu, ayin rashal orchim, the ayin, people are going to look at it and give an ayin horror to it, and it can get damaged. Imishum ganve, or because ganve, Rashi says, append, you can vu orchim, the guests are going to come and steal it now. Toshma, let's try again. Ichnisa l'rifka, Rashi says, we're talking about over here, an egla arufa. Egla arufa, we know, is zet. If you have a person die, is murdered. Between two towns, we don't know who it is. What do? You take an egel arufa, and you break the back of its neck, and there's all process that like you're dying, lo shofchu dam, but on this, we didn't do anything here. Anyway, the point is that we go, and what do we do over here? That if, let's say, hichnisa l'rifka, this is when you take a bunch of animals and you put them together, and you harness them together. Rashi says, begel arufa kai rifka, kufla belaz. Kufla, Rashi says, semed. Anyway, so what do? Shemadabkim shalosh behemos or arba betzavarein zu etzal zu vidash and adisha. And then they go and they do dash. They do threshing. So what happens if ichnitzel rivka vidasha? And while it was attached, it went into dasha. Kshera, it's still going to be kosher to be used as an egla rufa. Rashi says hol velo skaven shetadush. You never need kavana shetadush. The only reason you put it together over there is in order to shet nurse from its mother. B'shul shetinuk v'tadush. But if you did it in order to tinuk and tavdush. Rashi says, "Shalhaisa ima dasha v'hichnis is a bas l'shem shetinok l'shem shetinok ve'af niskav shetalish pesula." And you had a kavanah also should do that also. Then it's going to be pasul because we know an egla rufa has to be an animal that wasn't worked. V'ahacha, but over here the letzarko ulatzarko, it's doing for both. Because on pesula says that it's pasul. It must be using something for its own needs, even if the other one is considered a problem, and it's going to be no good. Says Gemara, shiny alsem, not a raya. Therefore, at this case, we were thinking that maybe you could go ahead and do it even for you as well. Shiny alsem, no, that's not a raya that you can do it, because that case is going to be different. Why? Da'amar kala pasuk says, asher lo uveba, that it was not worked at all, which means mikol makom, under any circumstance. And therefore, but over here, maybe Taka, you should be able to do it, Litzarko, or Litzarko. You should be able to spread it out, even if you're going to gain from it. Yachi, if that's really true, that any type of work is not going to work, then a few of the Reisha Nami, in the case of the Reisha, where you didn't have in mind to do Dash, but it ended up doing Dash, it should be that it's no good. But we know it says that it is going to be good over there. It says, Gemara, no, holo daimi elohatatan. That's only similar to the following thing we learn about the Para Aduma. Shachan ale of, let's say there's a bird. That comes on top of it. Rashi says, Bapara Dumakai, we're talking about Paradumi here. Kishera, it's still going to be kosher in such an instance when the bird lands on it. Allah Alea Zachar, but let's say it comes upon a Zachar, means a male cow, a bull, comes on top and starts having Tashmish. Now we got ourselves a problem. Sula, then it's going to be puzzle, says Rashi. Allah alea zachar psula shenemer asher lo Allah alea ol v'tanya ol ein li ela ol v'sech ha-sota v'hai ichnisa l'rafka d'dasha d'lo nicha leba damya l'shachin alea of. It's something you don't want. It's considered like a chicken, and it's going to be fine. When it comes to the bull mounting the animal, that's something which is actually good for it because it can have more kids or whatever it is, and therefore that's going to be problematic. However, what comes out is that really it should be okay. So now it says, Gemara, my time, so what's pshat that a para duma is going to be no good when that happens? Like, let's spell it out. Kid Rapapa. Like Rapapa says, Da'amar Rapapa, iksiv ubad, if the pasuk would have said ubad, that it has to be one that work was not done, ukrinan ubad, and we read it ubad, then havamina fil memela. I would have thought even if something happened to it memela, without even asking to be done, that it would be go good. Viksav ksiv avad, if we'd written the word avad, vikrinan avad, we'd read it avad, havamina ad avad ba ihu, until he himself worked it. Hashad ksiv avad, vikrinan uvad, boinan uvad dumian da avad. It has to be an uvad that's similar to avad, meaning ma avad denichale. Just like avad, when you do the work yourself, it's something you want. Af uvad nichale, it's going to be something that happened to it and that you actually wanted it to happen. In any event, we're left now hanging with the answer. We don't have an answer to our question about if it's for it and for you, are you allowed to go ahead and do that with the garment? Okay, next part of the mission we said, klei kasef klei nechoshes mishtamish man. The silver and the gold and the copper stuff, kelim, you should use them, but not too much to wear it down. Tanu rabbanan amotzi klei. It's what happens if you find a wooden utensil, mishtamish man b'shvil shelo yirkavu. You should use it that it doesn't become moldy. Klei nechoshes, you find copper, you should use it with something which is hot. And Rashi says, you could use something for which is cold. But you shouldn't put it on the actual fire. Rashi says, in other words, you could pour hot stuff into it. Why can you do that? Because it smooths it out, it wears it down. Clay cast, when it comes to silver stuff, use it with cold stuff, but don't use it with hot stuff. Because what happens, it makes it black, it blackens it. Magrefos v'kardumos, let's say from the magref is these type of shovels here, assuming ligrof akiros, lehafrish te'enim hamidubakin. Back to the Shabbos days, what does that mean, these type of shovels? It means the shovels that are used in order to do garuf, they want to clean out the ovens, lehafrish te'enim hamidubakin, they would separate figs that were dried and stuck together. These type of shovels, mishtamis and barach, you could use them with stuff that are soft, avalobakasha, but don't use them with things which are hard. Because when you do that, it's going to end up pogemon, it's going to damage them. Kleizav, kleizluchis, golden and glass utensils. Lo yibam, don't touch them. Until Yo and Navi comes, leave it. Now, just like we said with Aveda, with them, they're lost. Similarly, say with a Pikadon, they have to take care of the stuff that's with you, like we said, how you do it with a lost thing. Pikadon, a deposited object. My Avidite Gabe, why is it? Why is it there? In other words, she says, Ma lo lishtamish bo, yovo bai lo lishtamish bo. Why does he have to deal with it? Let someone else go. The owner come and take care of it. Amar vada bar chama, amar sheshes, but because of shahalchu ba'alein, let me just say, yeah, we're talking about this guy. He went on a trip, went overseas, and therefore he's not able to go and take care of it, and therefore the one who's watching it has to take care of it to make sure that nothing happens to it. Okay, next part of the mission, we said that let's have a prince find a matzah sack of kupa, you find a bag or a box. Anything that no one would go, you know, it's beneath their cover to go and to deal with, you don't go and you deal with it. You know what I mean? Where we learn this from? The Tanur Rabbanan is Salamta. How do you know you're not allowed to pick it up? You know what I'm saying? You have something that's lost, so you got to pick it up. Oh, what do you learn from here? Via Salamta, you shall hide from it. It's something you're allowed to. Sometimes you hide yourself. Sometimes you don't. How kids, how does that work? Hoya coin, let's say this person's a coin. Vihi bebesakvaros. And let's say this object is in the besakvaros, such as a vidu besakvaros. There's lost objects there. Then Osha Yazakin or Zakin, which means a chosh of a person, a great Torah scholar. Venal Fichvod, it's not in his covered. Rashi Shiyashivena to go ahead and to go after it. Or the work is what the work that he's involved with doing right now is more valuable than doing this. Right, the work he's doing, he's getting paid $1,000 a second, and picking it up, this thing is worth $2. You don't go ahead and pick that up and deal with it right now. Therefore, it says you shall hide from them, telling you that you do it, and you don't go out and you don't pick it up. Lama yitzduchra, frag the Gemara, why do I need a pasuk? For which of these do I need a pasuk? We spoke about three different type of people over here. So which one are we talking about? Elam of the Kohen, Vibisakfaris, if that's what you're talking about, we need it for. Like says the Gemara, Pshita, what do you mean? It's obviously now to go and get it. Because Hayaseh, they did go return a lost object, is a mitzvah say. Rashi says, Hashav Tishivim. V'alfa gav de losa say. Nami, Rashi says, Nami ika ein losa say, mo litchos losa say, ela asay hu de kadachi le kedarminim biyavamos. Let's read this out. This is a throwback to Yavamos days. Hayaseh, v'hay losa say, v'asay. The idea to go and to return a lost object, the mitzvah say. But a Kohen not becoming Tame is a say and a los a say, right? It says, V'lenefesh lo yitama, and kadoshim yihiyu. V'lo osi a say, v'dachi es los a say, va a say. And I say is doch a los a say, but I say and a los a say. V'su, and not only that, and furthermore, not only that, but lo dechina nisur mekme mamono. We don't push aside an iser because of mamon, because of kishmani. And therefore, we don't need a pasuk to come and tell us that. Ela l'shalom meruba mishel chavero. In the case where the value of the one who's dealing with his own businesses is going to be more than the thing that's over there. B'Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. Oh, sorry, that's what we're going to have. Ella l'shalom ruba mishal chavero. That's what it's coming to teach you, that you don't have to do it from that pasuk. Says going to be Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. We learn it from B'Rav. Amar B'Rav Rav. Efes ki beep. Turn the page. Amar Beis. Efes ki lo yevcha evyon. Among you, there are going to be no destitute. That means no one that's going to be poor. Literally talking about that a person keeps Shemitah and he gets rid of his loans, he's not going to be poor. But the Gemara Dachshin Zol Yibcha Evyon, that means Shelcha Kodam Shel Kol Adam, yours comes before every other person, meaning that if you're going to lose out more than this person is going to lose out over here, then you don't have to go and do it, and therefore you don't need another pasuk that tells us. Ella Lezakin V'Lefrichvado. It's coming to tell the person who's a Zakin, it's a Chashva person, it's not as covered, you know, to go and pick up things in the street over here. Amar, Amar, Rabba says, okay, so that's where we are so far. It's the Zakin of the, that's what I need that pasuk to tell you about the list. You can turn a blind eye. You can hide yourself. Amar Rabba, Hikisha. Let's say this chashva person started the process. Hikisha, he hit the animal, but not stomped to beat it, but to lead it in a way towards the owner, right? To go towards it. Chayev ba, now he's going to be chayev to deal with it. Rashi says, Hikisha, zesh einu lefichvodo. Imi kisha ha koachas la shiva. Once he starts the process, is chayev ba la dura hol vischi. He's got to finish it off. Once you start, once you pop, you can't stop. Chayev is going to do it. Now, story time. Abai avi Yosef kamei rabba. Oh, yo. That was Rabbi who said that. Right? You start, once you pop, it can't stop. So Abaye was sitting in front of Rabbi. He saw that there were goats that were just like chilling over there. So what does he do? He took some dirt and he threw it at them in order to, you know, they should make their way. Rashi says, yeah, Marta Balas, is a regev adama, like a clump of dirt. Amalei, so Rabbi says to him, you stuck now, boy. He's chayv is boo. Now you're chayv to go deal with it. Kuma adrinu, go get up and deal with it. Ibailu. Frek the Gemara. Let's say we're dealing with the case of Darko Lachzir Besada. Vein Darko Lachzir Be'ir. That is, let's say he would return in the field. Rashi says, Shein Sham Roin Kulkach Vein Abosh. Not so many people out in the field. If it's not embarrassing for this chosh of a person to be carrying this lost object. Vein Darko Be'ir. Shehu Bosh Mishchenav. He's embarrassed from his neighbors, but he from his, you know, people around him. But he found it in the field. He starts the process now. Ma, what's going to be the din? Me and do we say hashava ma'aliyabin? Listen, you start it, you got to finish it off. V'kevin d'lav darki la'achzer ba'ir. And since he wouldn't do it over there, then lo lechayv, he shouldn't be chayv even to return in the field. Al dilma basada miyasu the ichayv lay. At least let him do it in the field. You'll start it off and v'kevin d'ischayv lay basada. And once he's chayev in the field, he chayev le be'ir. Therefore, he's going to be chayev even when it comes into the city. And once he starts the process, he's going to finish like Rabbis did. Says Gemara, Teku, good question. We don't know. Got to wait for Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu Atishbi. Do all your bar mitzvahs, weddings, and funeral services.
Rav Gav singing. Okay, Zok the Gemara Amar Rava.
How do we know if it's really beneath your dignity to go and do this Hashavas Aveda? Kol shebishalo machzir, bishal chaver nami machzir. If it would be your own object, would you take it back? If the answer is yes, you have to do it for your friends also. V'chol b'shebishalo porik v'toin. But if, and also, and anything that someone would be parik v'toin, if it was his own, he would be unloading or loading of his own stuff. B'shal chaver nami parik v'toin. He also has to help unload or load his friend's things. Rashi brings the pasuk that says, parik masim min achamor v'toin alav d'chsev azov ta'azov hakim takim, which means that if it's something that you'd be doing for yourself, you got to be doing for someone else as well. Story time. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, have a call him. He was walking along the way. Pagabi Ahu Gavin, this guy met up with him. Have a Dari Pascha de Ufe. And this guy was carrying a Rashi says Masoi shall eat him. It was a burden of this whole thing of wood. Osvinu v'kam mispach. He put it down on the ground and he was just chilling. Rashi says Omi lafush. He needed to relax. Amar le. So the guy said to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Dalile, would you go ahead and help me, please? Hatinani. Rashi says like. Put it on me. Amalei, he says, back to him, Kama Shoven. He says, how much is it? How much is it worth? Amalei, Palga de Zuzah. He said, it's worth half of a Zuz. Yoivle, Palga de Zuzah, Eva Afkara. So he gave him half a Zuz, and he made the wood Hefker. He's like, listen, I don't think it's the right thing over here, so I'm going to buy it off him because he didn't want to go and load it onto him, but he also didn't want it himself, so he took it, and then he was Mafker it. So what did the guy do? Smart guy. He's like, okay. The guy grabbed it right away. Rashi says, Chazar Ishahu v'hichzik b'yan min hefker. Took it from hefker. Hada yoiv le'pagad the zuz of hefker. So he did it again. He gave him half a zuz and he's mafker. Chazed avaka boy l'me'ad l'miske b'hu. And he saw that the man was going to go and be mizochad again. He was going to go and grab it. So Amar lei. So he said to him, l'kuli am hefkerinu. I was mafker to the whole world. V'l'cha lo hefkerinu. But I'm not mafker to you. Frank the Gemara, can that be done? Umiyave hefker ki agavda. Is there such a thing like that that you can be hefker for particular people? But tonight we learned in a Mishnah in Peah b'shami omrim hefker la'aniyim. If someone is mafker his stuff and he says to the aniyim hefker, it works. If he's hill omrim, ain't no hefker. Doesn't work. Atzi hefker la'aniyim la'ashirim k'shmita. It's got to be hefker for everyone, just like shmita. So the Gemara in a chinami el Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi the kuli al mafker, and he really was mafker to the whole world, but to b'milsa b'alma hu de'ukme, and it was just with words alone that he was setting this up, right? That he was holding this guy back from doing it. Meaning he was just saying to the guy, and the guy bought what he had said, right? He's like, oh, I guess I'm stuck now. Now v'har Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi zakin el chifoda ava. What do you mean? He's a chosh of a person. It's not his kavod to go and do such a thing. He was going above and beyond the letter of law in Echinam. He's telling Rabbi Yossi, "V'odata lehem." And the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yidden, so highly so precious to die. Neshamos v'Yidden. This is talking about when Yisro was telling Moshe Rabbeinu how to guide the Yidden. He says, "V'izarta esem esachukim esatoros v'odata lehem esaderech yelchuba v'esamaisas sheyas." And you go and teach them how to behave. And this is talking about how they live. Rashi says, "Lilmod lahem umnus l'spinus ba'al they should live." Chukos v'toros k'sivu b'reishi dekra. Right then it says, "Esaderech the way zugmilas chasadim." That's gemilas chasad. Yelchu that they should go in zepikacholim. That's mivakacholim ba. Zukvura. This is talking about burying dead people. Ve'esa ma'ise ze'adin. That's the laws. That's the halachas. Asheyasun that they should do. Le'zum lefnimish ze'adin. This is above and beyond the letter of the law. Amar mar yelchu. When it says the pasuk yelchu, b'ze bigger cholim. This is bigger cholim. Haynu gimilas chasadim. In fact, the Gemara, but. That is Gimilas Chasadim. Some of you Mavaka Cholim, that is Gimilas Chasadim. Why do I have to have two things saying that? This is talking about someone who was born in under the same zodiac, the same constellation. Dalmar Mar, Ben Gilo, Notel Echad Mishisha Michalio, a person who was born in the same hour, comes to visit. He takes away a 60th of his sickness, and he himself gets it. Even so, he has to go and visit the guy. But we learned, we dive from the word ba, zukfur, it's talking about burying the dead. And what's on his head of the chfodo, that he has to go and he has to bury it also. right? Sorry, even if it's not in your kavod, you still got to do it. Asher Yasun Zelufin Mishas Nis above and beyond the law. The Rav Yochan Lo Chavu Yushalayim Ella Al Shedanu Ba Din Torah. Yushalayim was destroyed only because they were done Din Torah. Ella Dine says going Ella Dine Demegizsa Ladainu. What should they have done? Should they have done things that were not Din Torah? Rashi says Bitamia the Megizsa Gazai had done him. Rashi says that what this means is that if the courts are not doing the Torah, so how should they have done it? Should they have done it in a way that is not okay and has been brutal rulers and dictators? That they were stuck in the din itself. They didn't go to the din. In a chinam, of course, we want to go to the din of Torah, but also you should chill, everyone. You have to go to the din. There are times when you have to go and behave in a way which goes above and beyond the letter of the law.
Zok the next Heilige Mishnah Izu hi aveda. What is called an aveda? Rashi says, but first, we're going to explain what this means. Matzah chamor paro. How do you know this is really a lost object here? Matzah chamor paro in baderech. If you find a donkey or a cow that's eating along the road, ain't so aveda. That's not called an aveda. Rashi says, "Veinu chayev lachzer shemidas sinuchusham," because midas is left over there. Chamor vekelim afuchem. But if you find, let's say, a donkey or and it's kelim that are flipped over, so then yeah, para rotsa bein akramim. We find there's a cow that's running in the midst of kramim of a vineyard. Rashi says the mistakfa, where it's going to get bruised, it's going to get ruined if it's going through and running through all these type of things over here. So in such a case, hare zu aveda. Yep. That's a sure telltale sign of an aved over there. You better help it out. Hechzira ubarcha, hechzira ubarcha. Let's say you return it, it runs away. You return it, and it runs away again. Afil abarv chamishbam, even if it's four or five times, hachayim v'lachzir, you have to return it. Shenemar hashev tishi veim. He's got a double lotion over there. Of return it, you shall surely return it. Hayabatel misela. Let's say, because I was busy taking care of your lost object here, I was lost out of a sella, you know, because I could have been working, and I would have gotten a sella. Rashi says, shepidalti memlachti loli. Don't say to the guy, "Tilly sell, give me a sella." Shabbi talti mi malachti. Rashi says, "Shiomer lo im asisi malachti chahisi marba toreach achshav lefima shetarachti told." Right, so don't say to him, "Give me a sella." Ella no sin lo schar kapal. He gives him the work like a paul, like a worker, like he hired him. Rashi says, "Begamar mefarsim." Where is he going to explain? Doing this and just returning an object is clearly not going to be the same value amount of work put into it like he did with his other type of work. So you can't say to give me the same amount of money I would have lost. Im yesh sham beizdin, but let's say there's a beizdin over there. Master b'fnei beizdin, and he can make a tanai in front of beizdin. Rashi says, "Im nochel l'choch yoser." It says, "You know what? I'd rather work harder in order to get more schar, and I don't want to be mevatel from halacha." My yase im yesham shlosha b'nei adam yisne b'fnei. There's three people there. He goes and he's master in front of them. V'yomer, he says, "Reu shani mistaker kach v'kach v'ef shelevatel lito schar muat." It's not worth it for me to do it for this small amount. And he also im tomru she'eto schar b'mishalim. I'll do it if I'm going to be paid for it. The master b'fnei based in, then he can go be master in front of them. Based in, if there's no based in, it's over there. But you don't have three people that are doing this. B'fnei mi yaste, who should he make this tanai in front of? Shalo kodem. His financial situation goes first, and he goes ahead and he says, "You know what? I'm not doing this. I'm not dealing with this. I get to keep what I want. I'm going to keep doing my own work, and I'm not getting involved with this Hashavas Aveda here." Frank de Gemara, you just said that you have this donkey that's turned over and its stuff is all over, this cow running through the fields. What about the stuff that we said earlier? Those things are not called Avedas? We said other stuff. So what is Kalim and money and the wallet and all that shtek? Why are you saying all this? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Achigamar. Ezu hi klal Aveda. What's the general principle when we're talking about something which is a lost object? Rashi says, Stam Aveda shemuchachas shehi sham shalomi das bailam. Something which is clear that it's not there because of the das. The Bailam, Shuchayev, but they have to be chayev to go and return. Motzah Chamor Paru in Baderech. Let's say we found this cow, this donkey, this cow in the road. Ainzu Avodah Vilam Chayev, but you don't have to return it. Chamor Kiv Alfuchim, Paru Veratza Bin Akomim, Hare Zu Avedo Mechayev, that's called the Aveda. Never going to be chayev to go and deal with it. And so to anything else that falls into this category like this, whenever something's clear that this is doesn't make sense that it should be over here, then it's called a lost object. Ule Olam. And Mar says, now, and forever. Rashi says, "Bitamia v'chi afim yimtzenu sham leolam nemar bidasi v'chi derech shalol achnis." If you see this cow outside all day, every day, in this eating out in the field, it's considered that it's not lost. Amar b'yud amar av ad shloshi yamim. Not 3 days. We assume 3 days. You would leave it there, and then after 3 days, you call it. That's going to be lost already. Now you should be returning it. Now says the Gemara, "Hechi dami I belel vasa." If you see it that it's eating in the nighttime, afilu chadashatanim, that even if it was there from moment, you can say that this is considered lost. Ibi yamama, if it's during the daytime, afilu tuva nami lo. That even if it's out there more than 3 days, it shouldn't be considered lost. So what are you talking about over here that it's 3 days that we look at it like, how do we count it? Lo tzricha, what's the three shtickle? Dahava chazila bekadmasa, where you saw it early in the morning. Rashi says, this is talking about lifnei alos hashachar, uba chashich shichta, or at night, which means Rashi says shechoshcha arvin, starting after sunset. Kolos v'yomi aminon, for 3 days, isramuye isrami lovinafka. It just happened that the animal went out to do it this time. So it's fey, if it's done more than that, vade avide, then it's definitely considered like an avide, it's a lost object. Tanya nami alchemy of a bryce, which comes in, also backs that up. Matzah talis v'kardum, you find a talis, you know, some clothing, or a kardum type of axe. Beep, turn the page. Lamed alef. Bistratia, if it's in the highway, Rashi says derech kvusha l'rab, where most people go and they walk along the way there. Uparu ratzah ben akramim, we find there's a cow that's running through the kramim, through the vineyards. Harizu aveda, that's called a lost object. That's something which is lost. Talis b'tzad gader, if you find it on the side of a fence. Kardum b'tzad gader, if you find this axe on the side of a fence, upar roa ben akram, it's between, it's roa, it's grazing by the vineyard. It's not running through them, but it's grazing over there. Angel aveda, that's not considered aveda. Gimel yamim zecherzeh, but if it's 3 days, one day after the next, harizu aveda, then that is considered like an aveda if you see it there all the time. Ra mayim sheshaltu rabayim, if you see that water is flowing towards his field, harizeh goder bifnehem. That's Rashi over there. It says, L'sada l'stei chavero. So you see that there's this water that's on its way that's going to go flood this area. Then you should go and put up a fence in order to stop its field getting ruined. When it says return the object, it says you should do this for anything of your friend's, any lost object of your achicha, your brother. L'rabas avidis kaka, this is including even if he's going to lose his field, someone's going to get rude over there, stop it from getting ruined. Amar l'Rav Chananya l'Rava Tanya de Messiah, have a brisa which supports that. Roy Mam Shotam Abom, if water it's on its way to go to the friend's field, it's going to ruin it. Help the guy out. Set up a fence. Harizeh goder. If they put a fence over there. Amar Lei says, Imishim ha, if it's because of this that you're going to go and that's why you're bringing me a raya, not really. Lo tesai, that doesn't really help me. Because hachamai iskinan b'deika omrim. Here there's Baisa, what are we talking about? Where you have bundles that are in that field over there. And there's bundles of wheat there in the field. And therefore you have to put a fence to save the bundles. Even if you don't have a raya that he's doing it for the field, maybe he's just doing it for the bundles over there. Either he can omrim, but if there's omrim there, the my lememra. Why would you even have to tell me there? Rashi says v'tepik lemishum omrim sheishna mechlal aveda the damu le prata the dasha v'shlama lama li lachol the rebuira. Okay, I didn't pronounce that right at all. Basically, that itself would be obvious that you'd have to go and save such a thing. So it's going, no. Lo tzricha de izba omrim de tzricha la'ara. It's talking about a case where you have a field, they have bundles that still need the ara, still need the ground. In other words, that it's still connected to the ground until they dry out. Ma'o de tema kevin de tzricha la'ara. Since they need the ground, ki gufa de ara dami, they're just like the ground itself. Kamash malon, they're coming to tell you that these are not like that, and therefore you have to go and you have to save them. But you don't have a riot to say that you have to go and protect the person's field over there. It's just saying that you have to do these movable objects over there. And the chiddush in that case is that even though they still touch the ground, you still have to go and you have to save them. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.